Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 311. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And first things first, I just released my newest project that combines my passion for mindfulness and my passion for music, for house music, for progressive, uplifting dance music. Yes, you know this about me if you follow me on Instagram or have been listening to the podcast for a while. Music has always been a really big part of my life. And in the past, on this podcast, I've done quite a few collaborations with artists and DJs, Cheat Codes, Griffin, Sam Felt. Like, those were really fun episodes where basically we worked together to create meditations you dance to. And I had so much fun creating those in the past that I decided I wanted to go all in on this idea and my passion for dance music and mindfulness. So I just released my newest project. It's called Zen Disco, and it's a radio show that's exclusively on Mixcloud, and it's where I mix together my favorite dance tunes while also giving you what you'd expect from me. That's no bullshit, simple mindfulness content. And I think you'll really like it. It's very upbeat, very groovy, very funky, more so than anything I've released in the past. And it's just great. Great for a workout, great for a walk, anything that you want to do that's active, but you also want an added mindfulness element. I've got you there. Again, it's called Zen Disco. You can get the link to it in my Instagram bio, or you could just go to mixcloud.com and look for Zen Disco or Case Kenny. But I'm really looking forward to doing more of those episodes. Also, some cool collabs in the future. But that's it. Just a quick announcement. It's free, obviously. It's just a fun passion project of mine, but I would love if you would give it a listen. It's called Zen Disco, and I think you'll really like it. But back to this podcast. This podcast is called New Mindset Who Dis, and I have a mindset for us today that I think will be really freeing. It'll set you free from the things, the people, the memories, the experiences you've been holding onto, that you've been holding onto for too long. This has been really helpful for me. And the headline here is that it's okay to let go. It's okay to let go. It's okay to let go of people, exes, experiences, everything in between. It's okay to let go of the negative emotions, the negative feelings you have towards them. Shame, guilt, you name it. Whatever it is you've been carrying around with you, it's okay to let go. And of course, you know, that's not particularly earth-shattering, right? I'm not reinventing the wheel by saying something like that. We're probably all like, duh, of course, we know it's okay to let go. But it's not as easy as snapping your fingers, saying it's okay to let go, and boom, you're free of whatever weight you've been carrying around with you. It's not easy. It's not easy to let go of memories, of experiences, of negative emotions that you've been carrying around with you in life. And it's the why behind that fact that I want to talk about today that I think will really give you a bit of a light bulb moment. And then you can take that realization and move forward towards the future memories, the future experiences that await you. So that's the vibe for us today, letting go. So I'll start with what I've realized about letting go. Let's start with what I've realized about why. Why? Why we struggle to let go of the things we hold on to. The weight, the guilt, the shame, whatever it is. Insert your choice of negative emotion here. Why do we struggle to let go in the first place? Because we don't want to hold on to these things, of course. You're like, yeah, of course I want to let go. But easier said than done. I think the reason is somewhat simple. We hold on to memories, people, experiences, negative emotions, because at some point those things, those people, those experiences were really good for us. At some point, they were the best thing that ever happened to us. At some point, we thought we had made it. We thought we had found our soulmate. We thought we had found our dream job or circumstance or body or confidence or whatever it is that we were looking for at the time. At some point, we thought we had found it, and it was amazing. It was what we deserved. It made us happy and fulfilled and all these great things. But then, you know, of course, life hit and things stopped being so great. Maybe your relationship ended. Maybe you had an issue with a friend and you lost that friend. Maybe you disappointed yourself in a major way. Maybe you dropped the ball. Maybe your job fired you. You name it, whatever it is, curveballs. You know, it's what life does to you. It's what life tends to do to all of us. And the reason we struggle to let go of the weight we carry with us, whether that's guilt that we let go of someone who was our soulmate, or the shame we carry that someone let go of us, or disappointment in ourselves from dropping the ball, is that we don't believe that something great can happen to us twice in our life. That's it. We don't believe that something great can happen to us twice. And I've heard a quote about this before that's really stuck with me. It's that we don't believe that something great can happen twice in our lives. That's it. It's always stuck with me. It's that if we think, for instance, we found our soulmate once before and then it ended, we don't believe that it can happen again. We don't believe that we'll ever feel that way about someone again. Or if we think we found our dream job and we worked our ass off for it and we finally got it, but then it ended in some way, we don't believe that we can find that again. We don't believe that we'll ever be that creatively fulfilled or purpose-driven again. Or just in general, if we think we finally found our groove in life, but then we got handed a, you know, piece of humble pie and something bad happened, we don't believe that we can ever experience that again. We don't believe we'll ever be as carefree or happy or confident as we once were. But it's subtle, right? It's this hesitation to believe that great, rewarding, compassionate things can happen twice in life that leads us to hold on to those negative emotions, that feeling of unworthiness, guilt, shame, whatever it is. Like, think about it. At first, when I heard this, I was like, oh, well, this, you know, this idea that great things don't happen twice in life and that we don't believe it and that's why we hold ourselves back. The first time I heard of this, I was like, I don't know, man. You know, I've had life-changing pizza more than twice in my life. I mean, this can't be true. And, you know, we can reason our way out of all kinds of things in life. But I think when we look at how we actually operate as humans, we subtly do hang on to this belief that great things won't happen to us twice in life, that if we had it once, that was all we got. And I think we do this without realizing it, because when I say that out loud, it sounds ridiculous. Like, why? Why would we say that? But again, we're silly. We're kind of wired to have these negative, cynical assumptions about life. And I have. In retrospect, I have thought this way. And I am the mindfulness guy. I am also very optimistic to the point of being annoying. But I look back at some of the, call it guilt, that I used to carry around with me. And now in retrospect, I'm like, well, shit, you know what? I didn't let go of that feeling because I was so hung up on, for instance, having found something great and then losing it, that I had somehow duped myself deep down into believing that I messed up so royally because good things don't happen twice in life. Lightning doesn't strike twice in life. You know, you have a soulmate, not soulmates. You have a dream job, not dream jobs, right? And I've come to realize that that is why we hang on to guilt and shame and negative memories of certain people so much longer than we should. Because we've duped, I like that word, we've duped ourselves into believing that for some reason we're unworthy of a second shot, a second chance, a second try. We're unworthy of finding that thing or that person or that feeling a second time. We believe that we'll never be able to find someone who makes us feel that way again, or a job that fulfills us so completely, or a sense of confidence that fuels us. Oh man, you know, and I say that out loud and it's like, I can't think of a more limiting belief in life than that. In fact, I think that's probably the literal definition of a limiting belief. That's the like self-care buzzword, you know, limiting belief, that to set yourself free in life, you need to put an end to those beliefs. Those are the things that limit you, you know? And I really think this is it. Of all the things that can cause us to dim our light in life, to hold ourselves back, to guilt ourselves, I think this is it. It's our inclination to think that great things won't happen twice in life, that it's one and done, that if you mess it up and it comes to an end in some way, well, good, you had a good run, but the rest of your life is going to be a bit downhill. Enjoy. And I know we don't all think that negatively out loud, but subconsciously, I get it. I've been there. I've done that. We hold on to this belief, this hesitation, this disbelief in our worthiness of a second try. And that is why we carry around with us the weight of the things we carry, the weight of a breakup, the weight of rejection, the weight of a failure, the weight of having something but losing it, whatever it may be. But here we are with what I think is a great opportunity to revamp our mindset. Here we are on a mindfulness podcast, and I fundamentally believe that a lot of our life's potential happiness, potential fulfillment, comes down to the simple beliefs we literally tell ourselves, that we affirm. You can call those mantras if you want, but it's simply the realization that we get to decide what we tell ourselves. We get to decide the rules that we decide we live by. We do. We can decide that we only get one shot at the great things in life. Or we get to decide that we get to see life for what it can be. And I've decided that I believe, and I will always believe, that great things can absolutely happen twice in my life. More than twice, in fact, as many times as I continue to believe I'm worthy of them. Game changer for me. Yes, you know, that way you felt when you thought you met your soulmate, but it ended in a dumpster fire, that sucks. But you can absolutely feel that way again, that way that you felt when you were with them. Yes. Yes, that way you felt when you finally found your confidence, your groove, before it turned downward. You can absolutely feel that way again. The way you felt when you started working that great job, but then 2 years later, it ended, you were let go, something happened. You can absolutely feel that way again. I think when you say that, when you believe that, you set yourself free from carrying around shame, for instance, that you let your soulmate go, or shame that you're no longer the confident person you once were, or disappointment that you're not doing all you're capable of doing because once you had it so great and now you don't. And sure, of course, like, this is definitely an oversimplification, but I think happiness, I think optimism is simpler than we make it. I think a lot of it comes down to outcomes. Yes, of course, I'm not in La La Land thinking that happiness is just what you tell yourself, but I do believe that happiness comes from action. And if you're holding yourself back because of some weight you've been hauling around with you, you're not going to be doing a whole lot of action, because you're in guilt land, you're in shame land. So as cliche as it is to be a mantra guy, I think there is a lot of power behind this one. And the mantra here is that you deserve to feel good things, meet good people, experience rewarding outcomes more than once in life. Because good things happen more than once in life. Good things happen more than once in life. Make that a mantra of yours. Why not? We need to let go of feeling unworthy that good things won't happen again. We need to let go of fear that we blew it once and for all, that we had it, we lost it, and we're done. We need to let go of thinking that good things will never happen again, because I believe they will, and I think you can believe that as well. And you know what? Even thinking about this, it's not just a mantra that you say and you believe and it fills you with energy and conviction, but I'm sure you could also look back on your life and find proof that this fact is true. You know, we like to ignore truth. We like to ignore proof in our lives. I'm sure, though, you can look back at something that you lost, something that was good to you that you once had, but then by some turn of events, you lost. I'm sure you can look back and find proof that, in a way, it happened to you again, that you were able to experience that feeling again. Maybe it came about in a different form or in a very unexpected way. But I'm sure if you think hard enough, you can find proof of that fact. Maybe you had a friend at some point who you thought would be your ride or die friend forever. You ended up growing apart. Maybe something happened, whatever. I'm sure you can look back and now realize that you had another friend, another person come into your life and you feel that same way. Maybe you didn't realize it because it looked different. Maybe it felt a little bit different, but good things happened twice to you. Friendship example. I don't want to touch the relationship example because I think that's an episode on its own, but I definitely believe that's true as well. The way you feel, that's what a relationship is all about. And even if you felt a certain way with someone once and you thought that was it, and then it ended and you started to think you'll never find that way again, if you're dating, I'm sure you might have been able to find that feeling again. If not, though, it's still a belief that you deserve it. But either way, whether you struggle to find this proof or not, I think we can all look forward and say this to ourselves. I deserve to experience the good things I once thought I'd never experience again. I deserve to experience the good things I once thought I'd never experience again. And not just deserve to experience them, but know that the reality of the world is that good things literally happen more than once to people. They absolutely do. And they happen when you believe this, when you act on this, when you let go of feeling unworthy of this fact. It might be in a different form. It might look different than you imagined. It might be a feeling you didn't quite expect. But those good things you thought you had and then lost for good, you can absolutely feel them again. You can, and you deserve to. And I think that is the key to letting go of the weight that we all tend to carry around with us. Because it's just knowing that it's okay to let go. So that's it. Shorter episode. Just something to think about. I'll end it right there. I hope that was helpful. If it was, I'd love it if you'd share this episode with a friend. Also, don't forget to check out Zen Disco, my music and mindfulness radio show. And as always, thank you so much for visiting newmindsethudis.com, picking up a journal. That means the absolute world to me. So thank you for that. And thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.